的尊重的。
第二十课
One, listen to the story about Helen Keller.
听这篇关于海伦·凯勒的文章。
Helen Keller was born in 1880 in the USA. When she was 1.5 years old, she fell sick.
1880年，海伦·凯特出生于美国。当她1岁半的时候，她生了一场病。
She became deaf and blind. She could not speak. Life became very hard for her.
她成了聋盲人，她不能说话，生活对她来说十分艰难。
When Helen was 7, Anne Sullivan became her teacher in her home. Anne taught Helen how to spell words.
海伦7岁时，安妮·沙利文成为她的家庭教师。安妮教海伦如何拼写单词。
She took Helen to the water pump in the yard. Helen had a glass in her left hand. Anne spelled the word G-L-A-S-S into her left hand.
她把海伦带到花园里的抽水机旁。海伦左手边拿着一个玻璃杯。安妮就在她的左手上拼写单词 G-L-A-S-S.
Then she put Helen's right hand under the water and spelled W-A-T-E-R into Helen's right hand.
然后她把海伦的右手放在水下面，并在海伦右手边拼写单词 W-A-T-E-R.
This worked magic.Helen understood. The thing she held in her left hand was a glass, and the thing running down her right hand was water.
这显得很神奇。海伦理解，她左手拿的东西是玻璃杯，她的右手流淌的是水。
From then on, Helen learned to read and write. She learned to speak when she was 10. She went to college when she was 20.
从那以后，海伦开始学习阅读和写作。当她10岁的时候，她开始学说话。当她20岁的时候，她上了大学，不久就毕业了。
Helen traveled all over the world. She gave talks in many places. She collected money for blind and deaf people. She also wrote books.
海伦环球旅行，他在许多地方做讲演，他为聋盲人筹集资金，他也写书，我的生活的故事就是其中的一本。
听对话，然后两人一组练习对话。
I read the story about Helen Keller today.
今天我阅读了一篇关于海伦·凯勒的故事。
Really? Can you tell me something about her?
真的吗？你能跟我说说关于她的事情吗？
Yes. Helen fell sick when she was 1.5 years old. She became deaf and blind. She couldn't speak.
当然，海伦1岁半的时候，她生了一场病。他成了聋盲人，他不能说话。
What happened then?
后来发生了什么事？
When she was 7, Anne Sullivan became her teacher in her home. Helen learned to read and write. She learned to speak too.
当她7岁的时候，安妮·沙利文成了海伦的家庭教师。海伦开始学习阅读和写作，她也学说话。
Wasn't easy.
那可不简单啊。
No, it wasn't. After she graduated from college, she gave talks, wrote books, and collected money for blind and deaf people.
是的，一点也不简单。她大学毕业后就开始做讲演、写书，为聋盲人筹集资金。
She's a great person. Can I read the book, please?
他是个了不起的人，请问我可以读一读这本书吗？
Sure, here you are.
当然，给你。
Thanks a lot.
非常感谢你。
Listen to